Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. You can join me weekdays from 10 for the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio Country. You can find us on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Absolute Radio app, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. On this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast, you can join me backstage at the Royal Albert Hall, where I'm chatting to some of the stars of the Highways Festival. Here's what happened.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Baylen Leonard here, Absolute Radio Country, backstage at Highways Festival at the Royal Albert Hall. And fresh from the stage, I've got Claire Bowen and Brandon Robert Young, otherwise known as Bowen Young.
Thank you for having
us. That was fantastic, guys. Did that feel fantastic?
It felt incredible. I don't normally get nervous because there's essentially no point, but I walked out there with you and it just became very real, and there was a lot leading up to this evening, and it's just, this is something we've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're doing it, and it's just like, hang on tight and try not to fall over.
Well, you didn't fall over, so good.
Yes, success.
I feel like that's a success. Yes. Yeah, if that's the benchmark that we're making, then you superseded that.
Okay, good.
The music that you guys do together, it is so lovely, and it's one of those things that I think it just snaps people into attention. I mean, UK audiences, I think in general, pay a lot more attention, and they hang on every word anyway. But then you guys kind of come out there, and with what you do, there's such a, and this isn't damning it with faint praise, but there's such a gentle approach to it. Even if you're doing heavy things, you know, even if what you're talking about isn't necessarily gentle.
Sure.
There seems to be like just a really gentle approach to your music that I think draws people in. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, that's such a lovely thing to say. Thank you. We want to take people on a journey. We want to give people the words for something they didn't have the words for, if it's a feeling that they had, or give them an escape, or basically just take care of them. And like we said out there, it's a dream come true to get to tell stories and have people want to come and listen.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's wild.
I know, you guys are like traveling the world singing. That's pretty cool, right?
It's so much fun.
It is absolutely a dream come true. Because, you know, we were both solo artists for a really long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, touring and traveling and making records. But really, to be able to do it together, you know, as husband and wife and partners and best friends, and, you know, to get to write songs together and make records and then take it on the road is, it is a dream come true. It's pretty amazing.
So I told a very ham-fisted summation of how you guys met when I was introducing you on stage, but can you tell us here how you met?
Yes. So there was a television show called Nashville, and that's what brought me to the city of Nashville. And my team at the time said, we'd like you to start, you know, singing outside of the television show. We've booked you your first big show. It's at the Bridgestone Arena, which is very large.
That's pretty big.
It was a lot.
That's a big first show.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I come from a village of 750 people, so just somewhat vexing.
So your whole town was there like...
Like about...
50 times.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot. And then to make it even more sort of like, the person who was meant to sing with me that night bailed because he got stage fright and ran away.
What, because he got stage fright? I always assumed he got like, you know, a stomach bug or something horrible happened. It was just stage fright.
That's what we've been told. We're going to roll with that.
Wow. Yep. Okay. We're not going to name names here, but what's he doing now? He's not sitting here at the Royal Albert Hall, is he?
I feel pretty good about it. It worked out really well. So Brandon gets the... Well, I wasn't there for this bit, so you tell him.
Well, I was... At the time, I was at home. I lived in a little garage apartment in downtown Nashville. And it was probably about 350 square feet, just enough room for a bed, basically.
Cozy.
And at the time, I was touring with an artist named John Hyatt, and we were getting ready to leave on that Friday.
Lily Hyatt's dad.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Lily came out and opened for us on multiple tours. She's a good friend.
Love Lily Hyatt.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
I mean, obviously, her dad is a legend.
Yeah, he's a legend, yeah.
That's so cool.
So we were getting ready to leave on that Friday evening, and I was at home rehearsing Hyatt songs, and I got a text message, and it was just three lines. Stop what you're doing, download this song, and call me. And you don't get those texts very often, so I did, listened to the song, picked up the phone, said, hey, can you sing that song? I was like, no, like, niceties, no, like, how are you, how's your mother, nothing. Can you sing that song? And I said, yeah. Can you kill it? Yeah. Great, I need you at the Bridgestone Arena in 48 hours to sing with my client. And I said, Bridgestone Arena, what are you talking about? Friday night, my client Claire Bowen has her first big show. She needs to sing that song, and we need you to sing it with her. And I said, I got a midnight bus call with Hyatt. It's going to be really tight. She said, tell me you can make it happen. And I said, all right, I'll make it happen. So showed up backstage. They walked me into her dressing room 20 minutes before she went on. We ran the song twice, and then we went out and played it for, like, you know, 17,000 people or whatever it was. And that was sort of the beginning of our friendship. When I got home from that tour, we started writing songs together. And I was bound and determined to be a professional and not fall in love, but that didn't work out. Evidently, I'm not very professional.
I've heard that about you.
Yes, the word is out.
So was it love at first sight? Did you lock eyes and you were like, oh, yeah? Or were you just like, I'm getting ready to go out in front of 17,000 people. I do not have time for this.
I was pretty overloaded, but I knew that I was going to meet someone who was, like, person who was going to sing like some of the most famous songs from the TV show with me, and I was so grateful that he'd come in at the last minute. So Brandon walks into my dressing room, and I'm a pretty late bloomer, so I really hadn't had it wasn't like, oh my goodness, like this immediate sort of crush.
Right.
I wanted to know all your stories, and I wanted to be your friend. I wanted to know you immediately. And when he sang to me, we literally sang the song through twice. He sang it to me. It wasn't just at me.
Right,
you know, like it wasn't. I'm like, I actually said to somebody, I was like, is he an actor? Is somebody pulling my leg? Because he's just, it feels real. It was really odd.
What was the song?
If I Didn't Know Better.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Aram Ray and John Paul White wrote it.
And were you both, in different ways, freaking out about playing the Bridgestone Arena? I mean, in your garage apartment.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it.
And then the next thing you know, you're at the Bridgestone Arena. Were you both freaking out individually in different ways?
I definitely was.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
First
for
one
sure.
freak out. Two
for
freak
sure.
outs. Great.
But you were so
Absolutely.
Lovely. When we got to the, we went out into the big room and there was so much noise and so many people. And I was standing at the bottom of the stairs that's like the little scaffolding that goes up to the stage.
Yeah.
And my team had disappeared. They were going to do team things. They were probably trying to sell me to somebody. And I sort of felt someone come up next to me, and I turned around, it was Brandon, and I was really scared, like so frightened, and I didn't even really know how to use a microphone
right
properly. It was a lot, but he said, hey, I know we just met and I don't want to be forward or anything, but it's gonna be okay, like you're gonna do great and they're gonna love you, it'll be all right. And it was just exactly what I needed to hear in the moment, and so beautiful. And then when we went out and sang, and he did kill it, he was incredible. And then I went to try and find you after the set, because Brandon left the stage first. I couldn't find him because he jumped on the tour bus. So we kept in touch via text. And it was, I think it was a few months later, we were sitting in your little garage apartment, mm-hmm. and we were writing our first song together. And I'm sitting there opposite him, and we're making a work tape because you have to prove to your managers that you put your pants on that day and actually did some work. Mm-hmm. So we're singing this song through, and I'm thinking, why is my face hot? Like, kind of thinking maybe I'm getting a cold, and, you know, singing away, get the work tape done. And then I started feeling a little bit like nauseous. I'm like, oh God, am I getting a stomach bug? I'm going to give this beautiful person the flu. Oh no, I like him. And we finished the work tape, and I'm kind of like, don't be weird, don't be weird, don't be weird, which didn't work. We finished the song, and you said,
yeah, I asked if you'd like to grab a bite to eat.
Yeah,
I said, and she was like, no.
Nope. And I'm
and I was
like,
just packing up her stuff, and I was like,
well, really
fast. Would you like a glass of wine?
I was like,
she's like, no, I don't think so. And she packed up her stuff and took off. Just like, thank you so much, bye. Like, took off. And I was like, I showered today, I think.
I know, but Brandon's like, I ran out the door, down the stairs, across the road, through traffic, jumped in my truck and burst into tears because I'd never had butterflies before.
So dramatic.
I know.
It's great though. It is kind of like, it's like a plot from Nashville or some sort of something that we would watch. So, I mean, basically what we've learned here is that falling in love feels like you're getting a cold and you're nauseous.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I think that's
the lesson of the
kind of
how appealing.
Yeah.
Sums it up.
Right.
Well, congratulations on the partnership both on stage and off stage.
Thank
it
you.
Is a lovely thing to behold. Obviously, talking about Nashville, so many people fell in love with you and with country music in general because of the television show Nashville. And I know that acting is still very much a part of your life, right, Claire? Mm-hmm. Other stuff in the pipeline,
I hear.
Yes.
I'm just about to step into a new role. I'm really excited about it. And I can't tell you anything about it.
I know.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm so sorry,
it's fine.
I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm very grateful that we've had the time to focus on the music just over the last like year or so.
Yeah.
Really, it's
sure.
It's been wonderful.
And is it a thing that's going to take you away for a long time? Like, is it a deep dive thing where you're away and there's locations and all the rest of it?
There are different locations we're going to be going to that'll be a little bit of a hike. It's very the subject matter is very heavy lifting all the way through. So I'm going
Claire
to be
Bowen
a mess.
Is the new James Bond.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yep.
Thank you. We'll keep it quiet until they announce it. It's about time.
Yes, exactly.
That they softened it with the first blonde Bond.
Yes.
And now we've finally got a woman. Excellent. Yep. Just before I let you go, you guys have been so busy, right? Like you had an Australian tour.
Yep.
You opened up for Billy Joel in Hyde Park here in the UK last summer. That must have been also crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It was bananas because that year, Bruce Springsteen was headliner on the Thursday night, and then Friday night, Billy Joel.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night was Bruce again.
Yeah.
I think those are the days.
Yeah,
and so we played the day Billy headlined, and that was just mind-blowing. And so we got to watch Billy's set, and then they gave us passes, and we went back the next day and saw Bruce. And I've never seen Bruce live. I've been a fan forever, but I've never had the opportunity to see him live. And we just stood sort of, you know, in the crowd, and I was just crying. Like Bruce
has
show,
that effect on
he
people.
Does.
Yeah.
He really
it's
does.
It's this crazy spiritual experience. And
it's a long old show as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like you get your money worth. When it comes
minutes,
to Bruce Springsteen.
3.5 hours. Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
I have seen grown men cry in front of Bruce, both at a concert, and I lived in New York City for a while and was a waiter, and at this quite cool little hole-in-the-wall New York place that lots of celebrities came into.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, being a New York waiter, you're very cynical about all of this sort of stuff, right? You're busy.
Sure.
You know, Bruce Springsteen comes in with a friend. They get a cup of tea. The man at the table next to him just bursts into tears crying at Bruce Springsteen. And, you know, it's like a Tuesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And Bruce Springsteen handled it with such grace because I thought that must happen to him all the time. Like,
mm-hmm. I think so.
Adult people just bursting into tears at the sight of Bruce Springsteen, either singing Born to Run or having a cup of tea.
Or having a cup of tea.
Either of those things.
He's just such a wonderful storyteller and an incredible showman and a really wonderful person from everything that we've heard from friends who know him. Yeah. And at that show, he played Last Man Standing and Backstreets back to back, and I melted.
And you also cried.
It was ugly crying. It was terrible. I'm so glad there were no photos. But it just brings that out in you, because he's so vulnerable with people, and you're standing there and 80,000 people are being quiet.
Yeah.
And just listening.
And especially at something like Hyde Park, you know, where it kind of puts the whole thing into such an interesting perspective, because whenever I'm at those gigs, you're kind of like, you're in the middle of this absolute metropolis. There are planes constantly flying over. You know, like this whole world is going on, but in this little patch of the world, there's 80,000 people that are all having this communal experience.
It's
and it's
magic.
Always such a lovely thing. And usually, like, as the headliner comes on, the sun is going down and it's all just such a cool... Well, I'm so glad that you guys got to do that.
And
he's a good tipper as well, by the way.
Wow. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, he's a good tipper.
That's perfect.
Claire and Brandon, Bowen Young, thank you so much for saying howdy.
Thank you so much for having us.
We'll see you next time.
Right, cheers.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.